Struggle for Happiness by Jocelyn Castaneda. Text message to Alexia from Jocelyn. Look, Alexia, I don't want you thinking about that. I never wanted you to think that in the first place. I've been trying to protect you. I don't even know if I like him. I don't want to because I care about you. You. Alexia responds. I've done stupid things yesterday and a few days ago because I miss and love Joey. And I'm in so much pain. Jocelyn responds. This is going to be one of the hardest things ever. I know it will. But we can get through it. Text messages end. I stepped off the car along with my sister. She was my parent for that night because my parents couldn't make it to the Bamboo to Parent meeting. I walked her to the brick building where the meeting was being held. I told her, I'll wait for you out here. Okay, she said. Don't wander off. I saw my friend Dante sitting on the grass that hadn't been cut in weeks, and I walked over to him. He was joining a band, and I was joining Color Guard. Hey guys, what you think of practice? Two of our 8th grade friends came over and asked. I thought practice had gone well. We were all in the middle of music camp. In a few weeks, we would be starting the Hot Sweaty Days band camp. We didn't know what to expect, but the upperclassmen often told us stories to the incoming freshmen about needing gallons of water to survive, turning 20 shades darker from being in the sun all day, and being sore each day of the week. I was about to mention band camp to my friends when I heard an unfamiliar voice come from behind and shout, Hey Dante! I turned around to see who it was, and it was a tall guy with loose shorts, sports shorts, and a plain white shirt. He was walking alongside someone who seemed to have been his twin brother. I knew they had to be a part of the band because all the band kids were required to wear blue bottoms and white shirts. The band and the color guard separated for practice, so I didn't have much knowledge of who was who in the band. Dante had noticed my look of confusion when the two tall guys approached our little group. He told me, that's Manny, and that's Joey. Joey is my section leader. That's how he knows me. Manny and Joey were both waiting for the meeting to finish up, too. They sat down, and I made unintentional eye contact with Joey and smiled because I was nervous. Hey, my name is Jocelyn, I said as my nervous giggle wiggled up my throat. Hey, I'm Joey, he replied, as he exchanged a smile. He had a sweet smile and I couldn't help but think that he was pretty cute. We were all getting along as we waited for the meeting to come to an end. We were laughing and making jokes and surprisingly, Joey and Manny laughed at mine. As much as everyone else laughed, Joey's laugh stood out to me. Who are you texting? I asked Joey when I saw him on his phone moments later while Dante was wrestling one of our friends. He hadn't heard me, but Manny overheard me asking. Manny answered, it's his girlfriend. I wasn't expecting that, so I tried to cover up my inner embarrassment. Oh, wow, I replied. His brother had made it official that Joey wasn't single. I had to leave it alone because I did not want to start off high school with drama. Sometimes, though, people get things even if they didn't ask for them. Since that day, I hadn't seen Joey. The weeks flew by, and we had begun band camp. As usual, the color guard separated from the band, and we got a section of the school where we could be in the shade. One of the entrances to the school from the field was around the corner. We saw band kids walk by while we practiced. They came around to refill their water jugs because they needed to keep water with them at all times. Some were my friends, and I would stop what I was doing for a second to wave to them. One of those days, I saw Joey walk the same hallway as the other band kids. I noticed he was looking amongst the color guard girls for someone. He was a complete stranger to me since I met him previously at music camp. Joey! I yelled, but at the same time whispered, hoping to gain his attention. He was too far away to hear me, so he didn't turn around to see me eagerly trying to wave at him. My captain caught sight of me and told me to keep working on my tosses. We weren't allowed to get distracted because from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. and 1:30 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. we were to be practicing. From 12 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. was our lunch break and only time to socialize. I attempted to toss the single with my flag for about half an hour as drops of sweat slid down my face from the 90-degree weather that morning. "You can all go out for lunch now," called out the Color Guard captain. All the Color Guard girls mainly stayed in the same area because it was difficult to find shade in any other part of the school. I walked over to the restroom to wash my hands and face and winced at the pain of every step from the soreness. I cleaned myself up, and when I stepped out, I caught sight of Dante and called after him. He made his way over with a girl with dark, short hair, and a sports cap came with him. I had already sat down on the cool pavement gathering my lunch. He asked, "Hey, Jocelyn, this is Alexia. Mind if we eat lunch with you?" "No," I said. "Never mind at all. Go ahead." We began talking, and I was learning a few things about Alexia. She's a sophomore drum major, played the saxophone, and well, the other thing happened because she started talking about her relationship. I'm no professional when it comes to speaking to new people. My secret was to ask questions about the other person, that way I didn't do much talking. "Who's your boyfriend?" I asked. She replied with a smile on her face, "His name's Joseph. He plays an instrument too." I was shocked to find out that I had met Joey's girlfriend. "Aw, so you're the lucky one," I said in a soft voice. She was really, I thought she was, because Joey had set eyes on her. I carried on to talk to both of them. I didn't think much of Alexia being in the relationship with Joey. They'd been together for almost 9 months, so they seemed to have been serious. I was simply going to allow them to be happy. I did my part. I played no role in breaking them up. I saw neither of them until I entered school in the following week. Every morning when I got to school, I dropped off my flag in the Color Guard room. The room was very small, but all of the Color Guard was able to fit in if we squished together. Acknowledging that the Color Guard was made up of only 9 girls, the room might as well have been a closet. It was inside the band room, but across in the far corner. One day, I was dropping off my flag bag as usual, and as I walked in through the doors, I heard someone call me. "Hey," said Joey. "Oh, hey," I replied. "How you been?"
"I've been good," he said.
"I didn't see you at band camp. I thought you must have changed your mind and didn't join after all."
"Oh, no," I chuckled. "I wouldn't do that. I love guard."
He chuckled along and said, "Yeah, well, I'm glad you decided to join. We'll be seeing more of each other." I smiled, and I started to fidget with my hoodie. My eyes began to wander the floor when the school bell echoed through the hallways. "I got to get to class," I told Joey. "I'll see you around." "See ya," he said as I walked out the band room. I did see him around, and usually because of the band. I saw him every morning in the band room, lunch, and practice days. It wasn't like before, when running into him was like finding a needle in the haystack. I occasionally stopped to talk to him when I had time. We weren't close friends, but we were in the process. Before leaving him, he'd ask me, "Can I have a hug?" "I'm so sorry," I told him, "I can't." It wasn't that I didn't want to give him a hug. I didn't know what guy I could trust. Ever since the summer before going into freshman year, I was scared to go near any guy I didn't know well. I have had a hard time telling anyone about what happened at the dentist.
Okay,
he responds as he smiled to brush off it off. He got picked up moments later in a blue car. His older brother drove him from and to school. I saw him drive off, and I started to leave. My mom picked me up in the school parking lot located in the back. I swung my backpack over my shoulders and walked through the long grass. When I walked by myself, I kept my head down because I didn't feel comfortable being in the high school yet. "Hey," a girl's voice called out. I looked up to see Alexia coming up to me. I wasn't sure if she was talking to me or someone behind me. I stopped walking and turned to look behind me. There wasn't anyone else there, so she had to be talking to me.
"Oh,"
I said in a low voice.
"Hey, what's up?"
She seemed to have been a bit squirmy and said,
I don't know if you remember me. We met once at band camp. No, yeah, I said stammering. I remember Alexia, right? You're with Joey? Oh, he didn't tell you? I thought you guys were friends, she questioned. What happened? I said, concerned. We're not too close. I talked to him occasionally. We broke up during band camp. She began to tell as a tear fell down her cheek. I thought he would have told you. I began to empathize for her. I knew what it was like to be in a situation like that. She didn't seem to have anyone else to talk to. I didn't have anyone at all when I went through the same road. The least I could have done for her was be someone she could trust. Hey, I'm so sorry, Alexia. I began to rush my words. I need to go. Here, I'll give you my number. We can continue our conversation later. Just text me, okay? She managed to make out a small smile and said, thank you. Since Alexia told me about her and Joey's breakup, someone would have probably expected me to pick a side. I couldn't do that to anyone. I'm not that kind of person. Regardless of Alexia's countless stories, when I was around Joey, I was able to erase them from my mind. When I talked to Alexia, it was about helping her through a huge heartbreak. I didn't mention how he seemed to me as a person, and I didn't bring up what Alexia was battling. Unfortunately, it wasn't much longer until I collapsed. My first reason to stay away from Joey was the fact that he had a girlfriend. As time progressed, he became single. Then I guided and comforted his ex-girlfriend because she was hurting and needed to spill her heart out to someone. The reason then became that I couldn't cause Alexia any further pain by allowing myself to fall for Joey. It was a few weeks into the school year when Joey and I became close friends. He always seemed happy to see me, and as much as it made me feel enjoyable, I didn't allow my heart to say anything. My mornings began to consist of various conversations between the two of us. I felt ashamed to think I could talk to him all day long. It became an unconscious action to think about different directions I could have taken to avoid the cliff ahead. One day, we carried out a conversation when we normally had a habit of cutting them off as soon as we heard the bell ring. Oh my gosh, I know what you mean, I chuckled. That happens to me too. It took me a while to process that while we talked, he had walked me to my first period class. Oh, I said while my face began to flush. Looks like he walked me to class. He laughed nervously and cleared his throat. Looks like it. Things they giggled through. I sent him off to class with a smile. He was honestly a sweet guy, and my mind made me wonder how he could be so nice. Later that day, I had been doing math homework when I felt my phone buzz. I checked my phone and saw that I received a text from Alexia. When I got messages from her, I knew she needed me, so I would always stop what I was doing to read and respond. Sometimes I went to bed later than I was supposed to because she couldn't sleep either. When she texted me that night, caught me off guard, and well, I didn't know what to think. I was encouraging her to stay away from what other people said because she didn't need gossip causing her pain. Jocelyn texts Alexia. Don't listen to other people. They don't truthfully know things unless they're asking questions. Making assumptions is how gossip begins. Don't let that get to you, Alexia responds. But I see it with my own eyes. I see him flirt. It hurts. He walked a girl halfway to her class. Text messages end. I knew she had been talking about me. She wasn't ready to use my name, and I didn't make her. I gave her all the time she needed. I knew that when she was ready to talk, I was going to explain my situation. I wasn't always right every time, and this was one example. I should have seen it before when we began to text. My way of helping her was to relate my pain to her pain, and she only paid attention for a split second to what I had gone through. The message that followed usually dealt about her suffering and ignored the advice I gave her. I was patient enough to read through all the messages she sent and constantly checked up on her. Justin texts Alexia, "Are you okay? Hun, I want you to know that you've been through a lot. I know you've been through a lot. You're going through a lot, but things will get a lot better for you, okay? It'll get better very soon. I hope you can open your mind to that." Text messages end. I waited full days for her to respond, and I knew she wasn't feeling well. I had this feeling that boiled inside me, like my heart was going to explode. However, it hadn't been my heart that was going to explode. Text message from Alexia. "Thanks, but..." I responded, "but..." She said, "I can't anymore. That hurt me a lot. I'm tired of all this." I responded, "Look, Alexia, it's going to be okay." She said, "You don't understand. At all." I told her, "I've been trying to." She said to me, "Do you like him? It's obvious he likes you. Tell me the truth. Do you like him?" I told her, I don't know, okay? I don't want to but I might. I don't know. I don't want to think about it." She responds, "So you do. I'm tired of all this." I texted her, "Look, Alexia, I don't want you thinking about that. I never wanted you to think that in the first place. I've been trying to protect you. I don't even know if I like him. I don't want to because I care about you. You." She responds, "I have done stupid things yesterday and a few days ago because I miss and love Joey and I'm in so much pain." I texted her back, "This is going to be one of the hardest things ever. I know it will, but we can get through it." Text messages end. I wasn't sure what to do. She never wanted to talk to me again, and she made it pretty clear in person. Alexia never looked me in the eye and never spoke my name again. Joey asked me the next day, hey, what's wrong? He sat me down and I told him. I tried helping someone because they were going through really hard times. I made making them happy and being their shoulder to cry on my job. I put all my effort and time into helping them. I pushed something that made me happy out of the way so that the other person had a better shot at being happy. After everything that happened, I still managed to ruin things. He rested his gentle hand on my chin and picked up my head. He wiped a tear off my cheek and I hugged him tightly. "He did everything he could have done, Jocelyn. You're not a bad person. I left because what you went through was just about my entire relationship. I began to suffer because I always did things for her and she never did the same for me," he explained to me in the most soothing voice. "I could have been having a day just as bad as her, but she would have never known because she didn't bother to ask me. I'm so sorry you had to handle that all 9 months," I spoke. "Me too," he replied. "But just to be on the same page, you make me happy too. There's no way I could have let myself push you away for anyone." My heart settled to a slow and steady pace and felt the most content it had ever been.